When breaking sports news breaks, we'll break in. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
6:11 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we are joined by the remainder of the crew. The Cobra is here, as is Kevin Scott. Danny Paul, Justin Neely at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico. And on the road, Ken, trying to start the lawnmower. We've got about 45 minutes or so left in the presentation. James Donaldson of the Mavericks will join us in the next segment. Right now, though, Friday night, as I made known ahead of time, I was going to make my way to the Meyerson to see Burt Bacharach, the legendary pop composer, as he plied his craft there. Now, this was completely wife-driven, because I've had a chance to see Burt Bacharach before and passed in favor of Seattle Storm basketball. And I thought that was a good decision at the time.
Who were the Seattle Storm?
WNBA.
Good God. Your life is horrible.
Mike Reiner.
Well, it wasn't that bad. Get to see the great Sue Bird.
Get over her.
Hey, she'll be on nicepiece.com.
Great.
So Burt Bacharach comes rolling through at the Meyerson the other night. And my wife goes off and gets tickets and says she wants to go and she wants me to go with her. And it's like, oh, God, do I have to? And finally, I agreed to go. I said, okay, we'll go.
Did you have to get all gussied up?
Yeah, I had to dress nice. I had to put on, I had to get in a uniform.
I saw this firsthand, actually.
Yes.
What'd you have to wear? Slacks?
Yeah.
You know where he did it at?
No.
First floor men's room.
What were you doing in there?
I went in there to go potty. I was working out and went in to go potty. And there's Mike standing in there in his man tees.
Big fart. So I get dressed up and we go over there to the Meyerson. And boy, that Meyerson is just wonderful.
Never been in there.
Dude, you don't know what you're missing.
Okay, but what would be playing that would lead me to go there?
It doesn't matter. You need to see it.
You ever been in there?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, he has.
For what, Cher?
No, Cher doesn't play the Meyerson.
I once saw the Beatles last year.
That's
Magical
right.
Mystery Tour.
Yeah.
That was terrific.
Well, we get in there, and I had big questions about this because I didn't know what Burt Bacharach was going to do exactly. I knew he was playing with the symphony, but, I mean, when you think of his songs, you think of somebody else singing them, not him. And I just didn't know how all that was going to shake out. But he had the symphony up there, and he also had a core of players that traveled with him. And three of them were singers, two girls and a guy, and they did most of it. He kind of croaked his way through a few tunes, but they did most of it.
So when he goes to these different towns and plays with the symphony, basically he sends them the sheet music in advance and they learn it.
Yeah.
And then he just shows up and maybe they'll have a rehearsal.
Maybe.
A quick run through.
That must be what it is.
That's pretty interesting.
Well, I'll tell you.
I need to start doing that.
It took me a grand total of two songs to get fully on board with this thing. And when I say fully on board, I mean totally into it. There was no fidgeting. There was no rolling of the eyes. There was no checking the watch every 3 minutes. There was no put-upon size. It was wonderful.
How many songs, Corby, do you think it would have taken before you hit REM sleep?
Before I'm checking my pant pockets for spare weed that may have been left in there throughout the years. I don't think that I would have...
I don't see how you could have possibly not liked this. I don't see how anybody could have possibly not liked it.
I don't like it when they roll in singers that I don't know.
What if the singers are good?
Doesn't matter. I'm there to see Burt Bacharach, and him hammering away on piano is not enough for me. I need to see him sing.
Or okay. Have the feature the singers that actually made the songs famous.
Right. If he could roll in...
Dionne Warwick.
That's pretty unrealistic.
Right.
This was all about the songs.
All right. What songs did you hear? What did he open up with?
He opened up with my two favorite songs of all of his, I guess, which were Don't Make Me Over and Walk On By. He opened up with a medley of, I don't know, probably 8, 9, 10 of his big hits, where he would do like a verse or two and a chorus of each one, and then move on to the next one.
So I don't know any of those songs that you just named, those two songs.
Walk On By.
Who did them?
Dionne Warwick.
He is great.
I know. I know. I understand how great that guy is and all the songs that he's written. But I'm just not too into the songwriter unless he's got the people that he farmed the songs out to singing them, like Danny said.
What if the people that he got to sing them sounded a lot like them?
So do they have a chick that sounded like Dionne Warwick?
Well, I don't know if she sounded like Dionne Warwick, but she was darn good. Both of the chicks were. You didn't miss it, really. I mean, it was all about the songs. It was not really about the singers. It was about the songs.
Oh, dear.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where he falls on this. And we're joined by... Dunham. And Miller. Yeah. Greetings. Hey there.
Hey, I hate that I missed this. I had the Sun Belt Conference Tournament Friday night. I had the Coppell Gala Saturday night. And I had that Volvo of Dallas fundraiser deal on Thursday night. Otherwise, I would have been there one of the nights. I think he is the greatest.
Why?
I don't know. Those songs like Walk On By and did he play...
Hey, I'm telling you right now.
I Need Your Love.
Yeah. This guy's in love with you.
I Need Your Love. You know, you guys did.
He even sang that.
Wait a minute. What's I Need Your Love? Is that the Everly Brothers?
This guy's in love.
Well, hang on, George. Hang on. Let Reiner sing this.
You know, this guy's in love with you.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, you
by Herb Alpert? You've heard it a million times.
Now, I do have some support here from someone else that was here, and he is to my immediate left. He is the Hammer.
You were there?
I was there.
Oh, man. I am so jealous.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes, I love Burt Bacharach.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, one of the best shows I've been to.
Did you know you were going?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you say anything?
Didn't want to.
Yeah. Did you bump into him?
He'll announce a million concerts that he won't go to.
Right.
And the one that he finally shows up at, he doesn't say a word about.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, that's such a great, and I had horrible, horrible seats, but it didn't matter. And I was sitting behind him. I was sitting behind the stage.
God, I would love to have sat there.
No, you wouldn't have either. Those are bad seats. But hey,